You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. How's everything going?
It's going pretty well. How are you doing? Happy Thursday.
Not too bad. I mean, you know, it's one of those, it's a weird time for weather. You know, you get up in the morning, it's about 55, 54 degrees, something like that. Yeah. But, you know, all you have to do is wear a t-shirt and a shirt over it. You don't need a jacket or anything like that. It's kind of weird. I don't remember having to dress like this before.
It's summertime.
Of course, you know, other people were dressing me at the time.
Well, your boys help you out a little bit.
Yeah, you know, they get up in the morning, dad's got a dress. Whose turn is it this time?
You take the pants, I'll take the shirt. Get the left shoe, I get the right shoe.
I'm assuming those days are coming for everybody. I'm going to do my own Joni Ernst here.
Oh, no. We're all going to die. Well, that's a nice thought. We have beautiful sunshine this morning, but it's hazy again. We've got some haze. We've got some smoke. There's some air quality alerts out today.
It's bad stuff. I don't know how long this is going to be hanging around the area.
I don't know. Yeah, a couple more days at least. Maybe more. Yeah, those fires are still raging, apparently.
Well, it's giving me a really good excuse just to stay home and not take a walk like I normally do each and every day.
Really?
Yeah, I do a mile around Middleton and... And I feel pretty good. It exercises your lower back, and that's what it's all about.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Good morning to Dominic. How you doing?
Morning. I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
Good to you. I'm wearing my polo. I have a little undershirt with that as well. It's also something new that I don't really wear a whole lot, so... I'm looking stylish. I'm feeling stylish.
Well, I feel like you are very stylish today.
Stop it's a good look. Thank you. I mean,
it's a dramatic change from what we used to have.
Yeah, Sam had a selection of torn up t-shirts.
That he just wore while he was sleeping.
I remember my first day, I asked him, like, is there, you know, a dress code? And he's like, look at me. Like, there's no dress code.
Yeah. 9 minutes past the hour. Weather for today looks just fine. We're in the 50s this morning. It's a little cool, but not bad. And what is your Samsung WMDX watch predict?
Well, it says we have 53. It just went down a degree.
Yeah.
As I was watching it.
What's
watching?
Watching your watch?
Yes. Okay. High around 80 today and a low of 56 tonight. Pretty much like yesterday.
And what time is sunset tonight?
Well, the sunset is at, it keeps getting later and
everybody
later.
Wants to know.
Yeah. 8:34.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Sun rose at 5:19 this morning.
Mm-hmm. And I think we'll be talking to Brittany Merlot a little bit later on. We have Brittany back
from being on sick leave.
We should have Brittany back. We should.
All right.
We should.
All right. Okay. And then a little bit later on, attorney Jim Santel will join us.
Yes, yes. Yeah. We have a few questions for him.
Absolutely. Should we check the National Day calendar? No, we're going to skip that.
We have to at least see what days we're not going to talk about.
All right. We're not going to talk about National Ketchup Day. Why would we bring that up anyway?
I do want to say something about ketchup. Okay, I'm a big fan of ketchup. I love ketchup.
Yeah.
It's one of the best condiments ever. But I tell you what, you can certainly argue with a lot of people about that.
About use of ketchup?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't put it on a hot dog.
See?
Oh, man.
See right there.
No.
That is like a very Chicago thing.
It is.
Oh, you don't put ketchup on a hot dog.
How about a brat?
In Wisconsin, we do.
Don't put it on a brat.
No, we put it on a brat up here in Wisconsin.
No.
Man, you,
that's lousy.
You haven't been, you know, north that's of terrible. The Cheddar Curtain long enough to only, understand the traditions
only
that we
25
have
years or so, but yeah. No.
Well,
no,
I grew up here, and I've been here all my life, damn it, and I hate it.
So then I love it. What's your guys' favorite condiment, then? What is your favorite condiment, John? Or
ketchup.
Ketchup? Yours yeah. favorite?
Well, I do use ketchup, but yes, I like mustard, too.
Yeah.
You know? But
no, I love mustard,
now,
too.
On a hot dog, I have done ketchup and mustard.
Okay,
that's
there
a good
go.
Combination.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
is,
mind
it's an
that.
Excellent combination.
But not on a brat.
I'm kind of morphing. I'm changing a little bit now. I'm skipping the bun. You know, I'm trying to lose calories. Watch my calorie. Okay. And then my wife is a big fan of Dusseldorf, Coop's Dusseldorf mustard. She says it tastes just like the mustard in Germany when she was there visiting her brother, who was in the service at the time.
Wow.
And she loves that stuff. And Woodman's was out of it for like like a month, and she was freaking out. where's the Coop's Dusseldorf? Anyway, so Dusseldorf and brats. Highly, highly recommended now. I'm kind of addicted to that and no ketchup this time.
Yeah. Did they finally get the Coop's?
They did.
Mustard pack?
They finally got it. And I'm sure other stores might have it, but I don't go to other stores.
Okay. It's National Start Over Day. Don't know what that's about, but you know, if you need to start over something, today's the day. It's also, speaking of hot dogs and burgers, it's National Veggie Burger Day.
Oh, okay.
You like a veggie burger once in a while?
I really have tried the veggie burgers.
I keep trying them once in a while.
It's like not real meat or whatever the heck product it was. I can't remember now, but they had the burgers, you know, made for you already.
Yeah.
And in a package already sealed. I didn't like any of that. It was too fresh. I mean, it just didn't work for me. I thought maybe freeze the patties. They last longer that way. I can get to them without ruining the damn meat or whatever they call it.
Mm.
And I they're good, but I'm not a big fan of them.
How about you, Dom? You like veggie burgers?
I think for me, I just can't get with it.
Yeah?
I just cannot get with it. When I think of, you know, a dog, a hot dog, I just can't think of veggie correlating with hot dog.
Yeah.
It's just not something that's in my brain.
The problem I have with it is I think they just put too many spices in it.
Really?
To try to cover up or to make it taste like something.
Okay.
So, let's move on. These are days we're not going to talk about.
Nope, we're not going to talk about them. National Moonshine Day. Woo! Get some white lightning. Moonshine. Anybody got a still around here?
Mountain Dew.
Nope. It's National Gingerbread Day. A lot of food days today.
Oh, I love gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Is that stuff. It?
That's it.
There's nothing underneath there?
Well, okay. Hang on
scroll a
second. A
little bit. Can you scroll?
I think I did already.
Oh, okay.
I checked
it
out
done.
Before, but yeah.
All right, because, you know, I was just starting to get into it again.
Well,
just kidding.
You want to talk about gingerbread?
No.
Your love of gingerbread? Okay. All right, let's get to the history items for today and the birthdays. What do you think, Dom?
Let's do it.
All right.
In 1968,
this is bad.
Oh,
this
Robert is F. Kennedy is assassinated.
All right.
Oh,
so,
God.
Not starting off.
I remember that
because
I was watching it live. You know, oh, man.
A lot of baby boomers remember that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a tough one for a lot of the teachers in school. We were all in school when the news broke. So
this is Robert F. Kennedy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
this happened late night in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it was that night.
And and then he died the next
morning.
Sirhan.
Yep.
Who I believe is still in jail for that one.
Okay.
What else?
I got to pay attention to the show. I got to listen to some of the details.
Okay.
Look, I'm just trying to adjust all the stuff we have today in front of me.
Well, you got a lot. So. We got a lot to get to.
All right.
And then I think on a lighter note, Elvis Presley performs Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Milton Berle.
Yeah, you can check that out online if you want.
Yeah.
It's good
stuff.
It's
a YouTube.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Any birthdays of note?
Birthdays. We got William Upjohn. For those who don't know who that is,
I don't know.
He invented the dissolvable pill. So.
Well, it helps. It helps if they eventually dissolve.
It really is. It really it was an important invention.
Okay.
Then and then we got Mark Wahlberg, 1971. Okay. So two completely, you know, John and Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of Wahlberg as an actor? A lot of people don't like him.
What's he been in? Name some
Oh, man, is he in a lot of movies.
He's in, almost every movie imaginable.
Right now. Yeah, he's really hot.
Okay.
Well, he was in that one where the, wasn't he in the one where he's talking to the teddy bear?
Oh, yeah. Ted.
Yeah.
Ted.
Yes, he was in Ted.
Yeah, that was great.
And that was good. Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good movie.
I like that.
Yes. And then we got Kenny G, 1956, saxophone player.
Sure. Kenny G.
Kenny G.
Elevator music. Wow. Now, a lot of people like Kenny G. Not one of them, but, women seem to love him, right? Right?
No, I don't think so. I think they're more sophisticated than that. Let's not shame people for liking Kenny G.
I was gonna put a song, but now that you guys said that, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
play something.
I mean, yeah.
Do you have something?
Still, you know, maybe somebody wants to get up and go back to sleep.
You can play something.
That's what this program is all about: serving everybody.
All right. Well, maybe not. Really? Okay, we got a text in here Mark, by the way.
Beyond Beef.
Lines and text lines are open, 608-879-8255, Mark says.
Yeah, Mark said Beyond Beef burgers aren't too horrible for a beef replacement, high in sodium. And I think that was one of the problems I had with it, Mark. I agree with you on that. Mm-hmm. But if they had just frozen the patties instead of making them fresh, because you don't always just, reach out for a hamburger, right? You know, it's a special time, maybe once or twice a month, something like that. You have a hamburger. But Beyond Beef, they didn't freeze them. They were just raw.
Yeah. What was the other popular hamburger that they first came out with? The veggie burger. You remember?
Oh,
it's still around.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't remember the name of it, though. I have one of those once in a while. It's not bad.
Those aren't bad, but again, they're loaded up. And like Mark says, they do have a lot of sodium, and definitely have to watch the sodium intake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, pardon me, on this Thursday, it's brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They can help you out. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com. They have fast and flexible appointments, individualized care, not one size fits all.
You know, a lot of times you're not really aware of the fact you're not hearing things you should be hearing.
What?
So because of that... And that's what
I can't bring out what you're talking
about.
If
they can't hear what's going on, they usually go by sign language. and Gordy has a certain...
I have special sign language for you.
A certain language over here in the studio that continually amazes me. Go ahead.
All right. I was saying this portion of the show is brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Really, check them out at madisonhearingaidcenter.com. Sarah and Jim will help you out. They helped John out, and they help me out every day. Fantastic hearing aids, and they really coach you through how to use them and how to take care of them.
Ask questions and a follow-up appointment and get some tips.
Yep, madisonhearingaidcenter.com.
All right.
Just getting started on a Thursday morning. Coming back with more from John and Gordy.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, listen. Mike McCabe, author, Substack blogger, and regular guest on John and Gordy in the Morning. Just found out the boys are up for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison Award for Best Radio Team. I see why up close every Wednesday and urge you to make it official by voting John and Gordy Best Radio Team. Even though they'll probably get big heads and won't want some farm boy from the middle of nowhere on their show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that.
Mike McCabe will join us tomorrow.
Yeah.
As he does every Wednesday.
Appreciate WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. We're going to continue with more of Idiocracy in just a moment.
Yeah. It is 6:53. This portion of the show being brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They have a beautiful facility there. They offer fast and flexible appointments. And their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they do a great job. They are family owned and they offer convenience over complexity. And Jim and Sarah will take care of you. You can go in there, get a hearing test. You can actually do a hearing test online at their website before you go in. MadisonHearingAidCenter.com is the website. And John has gotten some hearing aids. I also have some. And they're terrific. We like them.
Right. I have no excuse now for not listening to what my family is saying to me.
Or anybody else.
So
that's right. Just turn up the hearing aids.
Yeah, that's right.
You're good to go.
Oh, damn.
MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
All right. You know, I just want to add to the Job Corps cancellation and, you know, how it helps minority communities and individuals between the ages of 16 and 24, giving them a little help and It is truly a disappointing moment in history. Since 1964, this program has been in place, Job Corps, and it's been helping people. And according to the Trump administration, their reason for getting rid of Job Corps, it is financially unsustainable.
Well, wait, how? Come on.
I can't imagine this program not being that big. Certainly, why would it not be sustainable? I don't understand that. We're giving away a $4 trillion tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
But this is unsustainable, helping these individuals.
Well, it's been working well since 1964. Somehow we found it sustainable. Both sides of the aisle seemed to think it was a good program all the way, you know, since the mid-60s.
Well, for some reason, you know, Trump and the Doge crew think this is a failed experiment.
Yeah.
And it costs over $1.5 billion. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so much money, isn't it? And then this, the Labor Secretary said the program has been found to no longer achieve the intended outcomes that students deserve, citing an in-depth physical analysis. You know, for some reason, I'm just not believing any of that. Just not believing it.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones.
All right, we've got Joe on the line. Hi, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show as always. Wanted to pick up on some of the comments that Mark had started with in reference to Trump and his treatment of soldiers in the suggested parade and this strike that happened in against Russia. I find it just, sickly comical that we're talking about a $45 million parade in D.C. at the same time the administration is cutting, I think they're projected 83,000 positions within the VA.
Yes.
You're using the expression that this parade was meant to be a tip of the hat to soldiers. I can't think of anything more disrespectful than, you know, when you really need it, when you are disabled enough to be eligible for VA care. And I just find it kind of comical, too, that, you know, here we have this administration where our Secretary of Defense, Hegseth, was blabbing the details of that military operation against the Houthis while it was happening. And
right.
There were soldiers that said, gee, that doesn't seem real safe.
No.
So if you really wanted to do a tip of the hat to soldiers, is this the way that you would do it? I'm thinking no.
I'm thinking
this might not be the best way to do it.
I'm with you. All right, Joe.
Good point. Thank you so much, Joe.
It's amazing, all the contradictions. You know, they do one thing, but then they do another, which contradicts whatever they were doing originally. I want to get to something here. I think we have
a couple of minutes.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's get to the rise of authoritarianism. Let's listen to Cut 13. This is a web wisdom from somebody who is going to put it all together for us. Let's listen.
Everyone who takes a look at Trump's reconciliation bill, including his allies like Elon Musk and folks at the big banks, agree that all this bill will do is make Americans poorer, sicker, in debt, and less educated. Why would he do that? All you have to do is take a look through history at the rise of authoritarian governments. They virtually all start by leaders declaring an enemy, like, I don't know, migrants, and then intentionally hurting the country under the guise of keeping them safe from this threat. Authoritarian governments always go after journalists, academics, teachers, anyone working to educate the public on what's really happening. Putting people in an economic crisis makes them desperate and makes it more difficult for them to pay attention to what's going on around them. And cutting their healthcare, making them sicker, literally makes them easier to physically control. I know it sounds like a really dark conspiracy theory, but truly, if you study history, if you take a look at how authoritarian movements have organized and taken over entire countries, this is the playbook. If you really stop and think about it, there is no good reason to make people have to choose between paying their rent and getting their insulin. There is no good reason for making people have to choose between buying groceries and paying their student loan debt. And there is no good reason to defund the scientific and academic research that is literally saving people's lives. Unless you want to make people weaker, more fearful, and easier to control. And that's exactly what we're seeing. It's not a big, beautiful bill. It's really a death sentence for democracy.
Perfect. There. Well said.
That said it well, yes.
Yeah.
Perfect is right. Yeah. It is now 6:59 coming up. We're just a couple of minutes away from revealing the next keyword in our Scani Summer Contest, the Text to Win Contest, coming up in our 7 o'clock hour. Also, we'll talk to Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. In just a moment, we have Jim Santel from Amicus Law Review coming up. You can listen to his program on Saturdays, 9 to 11. But first,
on the Civic Media Radio Network, yeah, every Saturday. But first, weather-wise today, everything is looking good, bright and sunny through most of the day, maybe a few clouds later, mid-50s this morning, mid to upper 70s later on today. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. One thing remains constant. Since 1958, they are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Just go to verlo.com.
All right. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Jim, good to have you with us.
Always a delight, gentlemen. And a few things going on this wonderful Thursday morning, including our president back at it again and with relation to immigration and immigrants in particular.
Yeah.
Yeah, this time they didn't come right out and say they're banning a religion. They're just banning travel to 12 countries that happen to have a major religion in common. Yes.
Mm. Right. And again, the commentary on this, which is ours as well, is that, believe it or not, this administration maybe has learned something from the previous administration. We all recall well within days after Donald Trump taking the presidency, taking his oath in 2017, he did this. And one of the reasons why courts in a series of three swatches of litigation back then were striking this down is because it seemed targeted again, as to people of specific ethnicities and religions. They have maybe learned a little bit more this time. And so even though this is going to be challenged this time against 12 nations, they're identified there. It's Afghanistan and Chad, the Republic of Congo, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, a few others where there's some restrictions out there. And this time, even though it's fairly clear what it brings all those countries in a common group, this time you've got the president saying, well, this is about security vetting and that these countries don't have good security measures. And, oh, by the way, many of the people who come from those countries often overstay their visas. And for that reason, not because of ethnicity, not because of religion, we're going to target them. They point that, again, I think brings this home, what's really going on here. The president goes on to say, we've got this Boulder, Colorado attack, and we cannot have people coming to our country and doing that. It is horrific. Mm. Absolutely. We agree with him on that. Of course, that particular individual, he was an Egyptian national. Significantly, Egypt, not on the list of banned nations. And again, if I were trying to challenge this, I'd go with that first to say, listen, if you're really concerned about security, overstaying visas, you would include that. And you specifically invoked this Boulder, Colorado situation. It reveals that, again, you're trying to dress up something in something other than what it really is.
Well, I think it's disgusting to exploit a tragic situation like Boulder, Colorado, and use it as an example like this. That's also just repugnant.
Right. And this will end up in the courts. There are probably those lawyers out there who, as of last night, are already got the complaints underway. So we'll go back in the federal courts. As we have talked repeatedly on this fine show in the mornings here, federal courts are the ones who at least initially are saying, no, you can't do this. And so this is be a back in court. There's a district court judge who will probably sometime soon, if not several, enjoin this, stop it from happening. We'll go down this road again. The government will probably run into the Supreme Court, these emergency applications. This is a shadow docket once again.
Yeah.
Supreme Court will probably issue something and we're back at it once again.
Well, you know, sometimes I get a little frustrated seeing some of these decisions coming out of the Supreme Court, especially the decision to allow deportation of over 530 immigrants.
Right. 530,000.
Jim, the thing that bothers me about a lot of this is that we guarantee them sanctuary in this country. We give them visas. We allow them in. And then suddenly we're just kicking them out right away.
Change the rules.
There shouldn't be this ability to change rules in midstream. I mean, we're talking about people's lives. They're moving here. They're in this country. They've settled in a little bit. They have some security feeling of belonging. And then all we do is just pull the rug out. And the Supreme Court is okay with that, that the country can do this to people. Is there something? There's something wrong inherently in the system, isn't there?
And the two of you and I find ourselves in good company to that very point, dissenting. Again, these are two different orders over the period of the past couple of weeks or so. But Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor said the majority is wrong on doing this, permitting the Trump administration to go ahead. They said the devastating consequences of allowing the government to precipitously upend the lives and livelihoods of nearly 500,000 non-citizens while their legal claims are still pending in this country, unconscionable. And that's really the big takeaway on this. The other part of this course is people will look at this and say, well, gee, you know, these are Biden era programs. And that's true. One of them is a temporary protected status that's involving about 350,000 Venezuelans. That's been around ever since the George Bush administration, used in situations where you've got disasters and armed conflicts and extraordinary instabilities to give people a safe place to come. And then we've also got the what's called the humanitarian parole. That's the one involving 500,000 people. Same kind of thing. Joe Biden, to your good point, once again, humanitarian president said, let's make certain that before we kick these people out, they're given the opportunity to go into court and to make their cases. Different programs. Joe Biden did both of these. That is also, of course, the reason why this president says it's a Biden plan. It's a Biden program. For what it's worth, legislatively supported. This was not Joe Biden just making this up.
Yeah.
This is legislation passed by the Congress, invoked by the president. Donald Trump comes along and says Joe Biden's wrong. And now, because of the work of the Supreme Court on this emergency docket, non-final dispositions, the Trump administration, about 853,000 people, depending on how you count them, are now subject to deportation. Yet even while their claims are still pending in courts.
Yeah.
So they may be kicked out. And then at some point, the courts here figure out whether or not that was proper or not. That's what the Supreme Court has done in the past 10 days.
They're so inconsistent on all of this. There's nothing we can depend on. There's, you know, even common sense and logic does not play in a lot of these decisions, like the one where they rule that Trump can remove officials from independent agencies without cause. The whole point of not allowing the president to do it is negated. It's thrown right out. I my head can't wrap around this. What is going on? They're just making this stuff up now at this point.
Right, right. And you've got it just right. And again, we've got at least three justices of our Supreme Court who thankfully are also having problems wrapping their heads around this. This is a situation, once again, all these administrative agencies, what we talked about before, this is the unitary executive theory, right? The president is responsible and overseeing everything. Again, we've got a Congress that over the period of many years has established these agencies like the National Labor Relations Board, like the MSPB, like the Federal Reserve, for what it's worth, and said, nope, you keep your hands off of those. They're independent. Once again, who said this? Not Joe Biden, not Barack Obama, but the Congress of the United States of America. And this president says, no, I can fire, I can change the members on this. And the other thing that he does with respect to a couple of these agencies, of course, is by virtue of getting rid of them, he reduces their number below what a quorum would require. And so you effectively put the MSPB, which is Merit Systems Protection Board, the National Labor Relations Board, what? Out of business. Mm-hmm. They can't do their job because of what, and that's the real purpose, right? You bring all this down. Interestingly, the other inconsistency out there, the Supreme Court goes on to say, but as to the Federal Reserve, that's apparently a bridge too far for even this court. And so the Supreme Court says, well, you can't fire Jerome Powell because of the unique structure of that agency. One wonders out loud, you don't have to be a lawyer, you don't have to be a judge to figure this out. What is the difference between the unique structure of that agency and the unique congressionally established structures of all these other agencies? It is an articulated difference without a real difference. And that's also the inconsistency that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Talking with attorney Jim Santel, host of Amicus a Law Review every Saturday morning on the Civic Media Radio Network. Jim, what about this concept of just flooding the courts with just action after action, all these legal briefs flying back? Has there ever been any administration that has done anything even close to this?
I think the answer is no. I'm not a historian, right? Right. But in two ways, the reason why we're flooding the courts is, number one, we've got a president who very proudly is legislating by executive order. He shows up his signature, right? He's very proud of that in the Oval Office. And so many of these executive orders across the board that we've talked about before, the reason why the federal courts, your previous segment, the reason why they're closing them down is because they're an inappropriate exercise of his authority. Mm-hmm. Who legislates? Let's all say it together, Mr. President. It's the Congress, right?
Right.
You send them to Capitol Hill to make these decisions. You don't make decisions about these things. You can veto legislation. That's appropriate. But you can't do it that way. And so when he continues to do this, people run into court on all these things, asking the courts to stop this from going ahead. They do. And the other piece of this, which is the other horrific part, not in all the cases, but the Supreme Court, once again, talking about unprecedented things, and prior administrations have done this too, but not to this point, Gordy, as you just indicated. The Supreme Court saying, we'll take this on, we will stop the injunctions from happening, we'll let the president go ahead without the full litigation of the cases below. That's the shadow docket. That's this emergency application stuff that has changed the way we do litigation now about big issues in America.
Well, that changes everything because you're allowed to go ahead with things that are being challenged instead of just putting it on hold, you know, keeping things the way they are and have it go through the court system. They're doing it the opposite way, just letting these things go and then having it go through the court system. It's half-assed backwards is what it is.
It is. Absolutely. If everything becomes an emergency, then why don't we just get rid of the lower courts and have the Supreme Court decide everything, which is kind of what they're approaching now with the frequency of this. And it's a real, I didn't used to think it was a big concern. Now I do. And the feverish nature of the executive orders responded to by district courts, and then you run into the Supreme Court again without the benefit of lower courts review. There's something good that comes from judges at a lower court level taking evidence, having trials, making decisions, having appeals of those. And it's winnows and sifts, right? It's like any decision around your house. Yeah. You don't want to do something at 12 o'clock at night without any consideration. You do it because you pondered it a while. That's what we're missing. We're also getting orders from the Supreme Court, of course, that tell us nothing about the reasons for these decisions. They're unsigned, unsupported orders. It is no transparency of the sort that we've seen before.
Well, keep in mind, too, that the House passed a bill allowing these lower courts to be ignored by the president. Mm-hmm. Right, so, right. I mean, that's the next step that's going to happen. We're going to take a break here, but I want to get into your opinion on Judge Hannah Dugan's case, where there are so many people that signed on backing her position up and saying that, you know, saying basically the court has this ability to do what they want. This is their domain. I want your opinion on that. Sure. When we come back.
And we will be coming back in just a moment or so. It is 7:48. And when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Attorney Jim Santel. You can call us or text us if you have some concerns. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Back in a moment with Jim Santel on John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy on a... kind of a drizzly morning here.
Kind of, yeah.
Of 58 drizzly. Degrees or so.
Yeah. And,
but it feels warmer than that because high dew points and humidity.
Well, you and your dew point thing.
I hate you. I'm going to make everybody hate dew points after really? This program. High today of 77.
Okay. All right. Well, we can deal with that. But yeah, it is. It's cloudy. It's overcast. It's a little drizzle out there this morning.
We have to apologize. You know, we don't have Brittany. She's a little under the weather, so why I gave the weather forecast this time around.
Thank
from
you for
the
doing
WMDX
that.
Weather Watch. So. But now let's go to the phone lines and talk to Dick, who's been waiting an awful long time. Sorry about that, Dick. We had so many other things to get to, but
you know that now they're going to know that I buy cheap beer. That's the worst thing about all that intelligence they're gathering.
Yeah.
But
really? Yes.
Yeah. To the situation in the war that's going on. Yeah. Overnight now we learn that they take out a bridge in Crimea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on this nonsense about not having the cards, I think Trump would be an easy peg in a poker game because if I was really looking at Zelensky now, I would maybe think he's playing with a stacked deck, not no cards.
Right.
He seems to have all the cards.
Yeah, yeah. And he never told Trump that he had this trick up his sleeve.
We're not going to be privy to much of the information inside the game anymore going forward, I don't think.
Yeah, that's the reason why we shouldn't have a president like this.
Exactly, but yeah. I would, if anything, I'd accuse him of having a stacked deck. But in this case, I'm glad he does.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Good point.
All right, Dick, thank you.
Thank you for that call. 608-879-8255 is our number. 879-TALK.
You know, a lot of people out there want to be doctors, you know, like RFK Jr. wants to be a doctor, researcher, and medical expert. Okay.
Right.
Now Ron Johnson is getting in on it, and this is truly stunning stuff. Please do not reelect this guy. My God. Okay. Ron Johnson called for the state, our state, Wisconsin, to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending schools.
Oh, boy. Really?
Yes. Johnson took the position, same position, basically, of RFK Jr., saying illnesses in kids can be attended to with better hygiene and sanitation. There you go. There is the solution to all the problems. Mumps, you know, measles.
Well, by the way, on the measles thing, that's really now an outbreak. There's more than 1,000 cases of measles in the U.S., and it's continuing to grow.
Well, apparently they're not taking their vitamin C.
Oh, sure. Well, and it's not just in kids. It's not just kids that get measles, by the way.
That's true.
Anyway, it's growing.
But thank goodness in this state, you know, children are required to get their vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a state law.
Ron Johnson wants
knows better. He wants to get rid of that mandate because I don't know why.
By the way, a little while ago we were testing the voice note thing. Did we get another voice
note
there?
Just to see if it works for us.
I think we did, but I don't think it was your original voice note, John. Okay. I think we got it from...
All right.
It was mine, actually, but go ahead.
From Troy.
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, let's see how it worked out.
Okay.
Right. Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay, thank you for that. Wow. So you can go to the Civic Media app.
It's clear as a bell.
And can we hear that again?
No.
I'd like to hear that again.
No.
Yes, let's hear it again. Go ahead, Don.
Troy from Mount Horeb. Tell that Peterson guy to shut his yap.
Okay.
Go. All right. Well.
So if you'd like to send us a voice
to
note.
The point.
You know, I'm thinking that's going to be a drop-in here on the show.
I think you're right.
A regular thing.
We can
Thanks,
make that
Troy.
Happen. Yeah. So that's on the Civic Media app. Just look for the voice note button on our WMDX site. There.
I don't think this is a good addition to our website.
I think it's perfect.
To work on this.
Okay.
All right. And you can find that on the Civic Media app. Along with the text, you can text us as well. You don't have to use the... In fact, don't use the voice.
No, I think it's,
Just collect them and start using them against me.
Okay.
I'm feeling persecuted now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know you're a very sensitive guy. Can't take the criticism, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 28 past the hour. Want to remind you our key word this hour is grill. This you can text to us on the Civic Media app. We have Brewers tickets up for grabs, club level seats. And, of course, every entry that you make puts you into the grand prize drawing of Wisconsin Dells Getaway or a Door County Getaway. Again, the key word this hour is grill.
All right.
And there'll be other keywords at 11 a.m. that hour, in the 2 p.m. hour, and 4 p.m. hour. You can get complete rules at civicmedia.us.
Everybody's familiar with this contest already.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to something here, a mega trick, as
just
usual.
A minute or so.
Speaker Mike Johnson posed this bit of deception. He said, Congressional Budget Office, always is off on their estimates. By way of example, they were off on the projections of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in the first Trump administration by $1 trillion. The problem is they do not use what we call dynamic scoring. Now, the thing here that Mike Johnson isn't telling you that he's included the pandemic, which skews that and kind of ruins any predictions that the CBO had, because that, of course, devastated the economy at that point. And dynamic scoring is using the numbers of the budget, but it also includes other things that may improve the economy, they say.
Okay.
So it's not used often, but Republicans love to use it because it makes their numbers look so much better.
Well, we'll keep an eye on that
Everybody
story.
Keeping track of this.
Okay. Yes, we are. 29 past the hour. Coming up right around the corner, Mike McCabe will join us, as he does every Wednesday morning, on John and Gordy in the Morning.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the Morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.